showing manners. Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have 2 master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students, who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student, who is 86. And this month, we are talking about courtesy. I am respectful, kind, and use my manners. And we started the month off defining what courtesy looked like. Last week, we talked about how respect and kindness go hand in hand. They're very linked together. And this week, we're talking about manners. Showing manners, what are manners, that kind of thing. And here at the studio, we talk about 7 magic words of respect, which are your manners. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. No, ma'am. Please. Thank you. You're welcome. All of those things are part of our manners. And then we have some other ones that we're taught in school, like raising our hand if we'd like to speak, waiting our turn, using words like excuse me. Excuse me is a great one. It's not on one of our 7 magic words, but it's also a magic word, if you will. It's a word that is able for you to be able to get somebody's attention or to let them know that you're there. Apologizing is demonstrating your manners. And so we have all these ways that we can show our manners to other people, which is us showing that we're being courteous, right? It's us showing that we're being respectful and kind, because again, those 3 words all link together to demonstrate being courteous. And we've talked about waiting our turn in the lines in store. We talked about having a moment in the library, and what does that look like when we're trying to be courteous in the library. Let's talk about at school. When we're demonstrating those manners and we're showing courteousness in school, how does that look? We're raising our hand in the classroom. We're walking through the hallways. We're paying attention. We're not talking to our neighbor, because that would mean that they're distracted from the lesson and then they can't learn and then you can't learn. But instead, we're showing our focus at the same time so that we are demonstrating that courteousness for our fellow students. We talked last week briefly about competing in a tournament here at the studio. And what happens if you don't win? That's part of your manners. That's part of your courteousness. That's part of your ability to show respect to your fellow competitors, right? We sometimes will say you can either win or you can learn. Because, yeah, you could lose, absolutely. But we want to make sure that people are learning when they have a setback, that they're learning when they're moving forward. Whether you win or don't win, you win or lose, you're always going to be able to learn something. And I ask that of everybody, you know, when they've done a competition, when they've done a class, what was your favorite part? What did you learn? Those 2 things give them a chance to think outside of themselves, which means that they are now focused on what went on around them. They are now showing respect for what they just accomplished, learned, went through, experienced. They're showing kindness to the event and the people around them as they were competing with them. And they're showing their manners. They're showing their ability to think through things. Like, having that discussion is very important to demonstrating some courtesy. And then, of course, when we're at home, how do we show our courtesy at dinner? Are we sitting there picking our nose? Are we throwing the food across the table? Or are we engaging in polite conversation and sharing of information? And as we find ourselves sitting down with family at holidays or at birthday parties or just our normal Sunday night dinner, we can practice these courtesy skills, these respectful skills, these manners that we have, so that everybody has a turn to speak. Everybody has a turn to get something from the plate. Everybody takes turns clearing the plate and helping to clean up after dinner. All of those things play a role in how we treat people with kindness, respect, and manners. Basically, demonstrating our courtesy. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.